Piotrek Gawłyński is a young Polish tour guide who's been happily based in the Czech capital for several years. Indeed, his love of the city inspired him to start Lost and Found in Prague, an excellent photo blog showcasing rare images from the pre-1989 period. We begin our tour of Piotrek Gawłyński's Prague, a short distance from his Wierzchowice home, on the terrace of the Grzeba Villa, known locally as Grzebówka.
I just spend a lot of time in here. I like many Prague panoramas or views, and I recommend for my clients views from the Petrine Hill, from the Strahov Monastery, from the Letna, and from the Rigrove Sady, because it's also a beautiful view of town from the right bank to the left side. But at this place, this terrace under the Moritz Grzeba Villa, because that place is named after the magnate, industrial magnate, who founded that place at the end of the 19th century. And that view of Nusle and the Michle and the southern part of the city is, I can say, my private panorama, my private view of the city. That's why I like it. And the great... We are right now staying above the great vineyard in here.
And this vineyard is still producing wine?
Yeah, that's special place. People believe, and I believe, that vineyard was founded by the great Emperor Charles IV on that slopes. But right now is in that place in Grzebówka, that's the normal vineyard that produces the wine. We've got the wine festival, Burczak festival, before the wine festival. If it comes to the sites and places, you can go in that place. We've got the great wooden bower, also the great pavilion.
Well, there are two places here you can go for a nice coffee or a glass of wine.
The second one is the cafe transformed from the pavilion that used to be a shooting range and the bowling club.
Now it's very popular for weddings. Every time I come here, I see wedding parties.
Yeah, it's popular for the weddings, for the gatherings, for the corporate events. But sometimes it's a very cozy, calm place when you can relax. Or if there's something happened in the pavilion, you can go with a beer or wine to that terrace and enjoy and relax.
Whose shooting gallery was it? What kind of club was it?
That was a club, because we need to imagine that from the 1906, that was a public park. The family Grzeba family sold it to the Winohrady. Then I guess that was the place for the people, for the bourgeois from the district. That's simply leisure center for the people.
I guess today around here probably property is quite expensive. I guess this is one of the more kind of desirable areas to live in Prague.
I guess so. I think on the right bank we can still observe the process of gentrification. Žižkov is changing right now. Vinohrady, from the beginning, that was the area of the good accommodation. Vinohrady are plus minus still the same. But if it comes to the Wierzchowice, also we've got the many places here that we can easily call it like hipsters places, especially Krimska Street. People started to call it Prague Kreuzberg, like in Berlin. I like this place, I like Wierzchowice, because there is a mixture of interesting, inspiring people.
Staying in what Gawłyński refers to as Prague's right bank, our next stop is in the rough and ready but always lively Žižkov district. Run by the young Pole Slovak pal Rado Turko, Nano Antik is a small antiquarian store jam-packed with everything from African sculptures to funky lamps to old vinyl.
I think that place is special if it comes to the artifacts, but also if it comes to the people. This is a great meeting place if it comes to many interesting and inspiring people.
What kind of people come here?
Artists, actors, celebrities even, but the most important thing, regular, normal people like you and me come in here, just talk or sell or buy something, and with every item, with everything they bring and take, a story.
Well, there's an amazing array of stuff here, from lampshades to old records. What particular stuff interests you in the shop?
That used to be the Pragensia section here. That was my favorite because of a great photographic book about Prague. Which I use for Lost and Found blog site. And great from the 60s, 70s, and for the 30s and 40s. I'm not a collector of that thing, but I like that part of the Nano Antique, which is a section with the porcelain figurines, especially with the Expo 58 style, the Brussels style. You know the story, the Czechoslovakia won the biggest prize in Brussels during the Expo in 1958. And I like especially the figurines of animals in that style. I like paintings. I like that Schwankmeyer stuff in here.
What do you mean, Schwankmeyer stuff?
Schwankmeyer stuff, I mean the collages, and with the human bodies.
What, you mean this was done by Jan Schwankmeyer?
Yeah, that's Schwankmeyer. That's the original one. And actually, Schwankmeyer, the great director, is a visitor of that place. I like chandeliers. I like the lusters, especially that from the communist era. For example, this one with the glass balls on it, and the owner Rado Turko hates that item because that reminds him the times of the teenager times. But I like it. This is very inspiring stuff.
Where we are right now, it's by the Acropolis in Žižkov. Are you a Žižkov fan?
Sort of. I'm not living on Žižkov exactly, but I'm very often in this area of the Nano Antique, of the Acropolis, of the Rigrovi Sady. For me, the most important feature of that district is the pride of the inhabitants. That pride that they are Žižkovians.
What is a Žižkovian? Somebody who drinks a lot? Or how would you characterize a Žižkov resident?
It's still changing. I mean, that reputation of the Žižkov was very, very bad in the past, the same like Karlin or Lieben. But I think there is still a certain atmosphere, let's say underground atmosphere, that is connected to that areas of Prague, but they are completely, completely safe.
As a professional tour guide, Piotr Gavwinski probably knows far more bars and cafes than most Prague residents. Of the hundreds upon hundreds of choices, he suggests a drink at Café Montmartre, which is on Žatěžová in the old town. Dark and cozy and with a great curved ceiling, it first opened its doors in 1911 and was frequented by several of the city's greatest writers.
That was one of the first places in Prague that I liked from very beginning. Interesting story behind the place was established by Josef Waldner in the 1911. So that's interesting period of Prague history, shortly before First World War and shortly after the big time for Cubism. And that was actually the Cubist sanctuary in here in Montmartre. Was a pulpit in the middle for the leaders, for the artists. They organized not only lectures or debates about art, but also the ritual masses. Yeah, the interior right now is completely different. That's another part of the story. That's the Prague that is lost. But imagine in the middle the big Cubist sculpture of a naked Eve. And the young poet, for example, could cry on the naked breast of the Eve after breaking up with girls or something. So crazy times and beautiful people.
Like who? What kind of people were coming here?
Franz Kafka, Franz Werfel, Max Brod, Meyrink, Bass, famous actor Vlas Taburian, and obviously Jaroslav Hašek, who used to sleep here after other owners kicked him out from different bars, pubs, and whole houses even. And the owner, Waldner, always allowed him to stay.
It's interesting that you say this place isn't in its original form. I have always assumed that it is in its original form because it looks extremely old.
It looks extremely old, and I like it, but it's different, completely different. And I kind of like it that they didn't renew it, because it would be a museum, okay? The museum of a cafe of a Czech cubist artist, for example. I think that's the main advantage of that place.
Actually, if you go to the Cubist Cafe, which apparently is the only Cubist Cafe in the world in the House of the Black Madonna, it looks nice, but it feels kind of sterile.
I think it's also a nice place, but completely different atmosphere.
Apart from here, what other cafes or bars do you like in Prague?
The list is very, very long. From the cafes, like old one, there is a lot of interesting places on Narodni Trida. From Louvre to Slavia to Adria, we've got many different new, fresh, modern cafes in Prague. I like, for example, from the newest, I like Bistro 8 on the Holešovice district. I like the cafes, bistros and bars on Vršovice, where I live. You know, it depends on the day, on the mood. I like typically beer places, from the oldest beer cellars. I mean, like Uzlatýho Tigra,
which is around the corner from here.
Which is around the corner, but a few steps from here is at Three Roses, U Tri Ruži, one of the freshest and newest microbreweries in Prague, which is in my opinion a great place to experience the new styles and the new to taste the beer in the completely new way. I mean, that's why I like the multi-taps with a variety of the beers and beer shops like Birgik or Galerie Piva in Vršovice. A lot of places.